Last year's finalists, or yeah, they were finalists, runners-ups. Durban Supergiants got their SA20 campaign off to a winning start, beating the Pretoria Capitals by 2 runs at Kingsmead yesterday. Now, Kane Williamson scored an unbeaten 60 as the home side posted 209 for 4. In their 20 overs. In reply, the Capitals' run chase seemed on course through a 154-run opening partnership between Rahmanullah Gurbaz and Will Jacks. However, they lost 5 wickets for 38 runs shortly after. Giants captain Keshav Maharaj was impressed with their batting performance.
The ability to still keep the momentum despite losing wickets. I think Kane showed that, you know, what we signed him for, he did. And then, you know, Vian Mulder, the way he's come into cricket in the last 18 months is phenomenal. And to see his growth, put in the performance that he did, just propels us to reach those type of targets that we need.
DSG are back in action tomorrow against the Pretoria Capitals, so they head over to Pretoria.
Centurion.
Yes, they Centurion Park. They play there, and then they come back for another home fixture on Tuesday against the Joburg Super Kings. And then in some rugby, Siya Kolisi leads the Sharks as the Durban side host Champions Cup title holders Toulouse at Kings Park today. Bongi Mbonambi returns to form in an all-Bok front row alongside Oxenchair and Vincent Koch. Ibn Etzebeth has not been passed fit to play this weekend. Also missing are centre Andre Esterhazen and fullback Apelele Fassi after they were injured in the clash with the Stormers. Francois Venter partners Ethan Hooker in the midfield, while Makazole Mampimpi is back in the starting lineup. Hakim Kunene is at fullback. Kickoff later is at 5:15. And then over to some football. Graham Potter's first match in charge of West Ham ended in defeat. Now, they were beaten 2-1 away at Aston Villa in the third round of the FA Cup. He says he was very encouraged by his new side's performance, however.
The way the players tried to do what we asked them to do was really encouraging. So that was good. It's just that you still can't replicate that feeling when the opposition score and into your stomach, you know, it is what it is.
League One Wycombe are also through after a 2-0 victory at home to Portsmouth. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.